from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
As the countdown continues to Jamaica's elections, new measures to ensure error-free ballot papers, another anxiously awaited report on the Montserrat crisis has been issued, and one Caribbean participant calls the Kyoto Climate Conference a huge disappointment, despite rich countries calling it a success. I'm Maureen Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A legal battle could be brewing in Jamaica following the discovery of ballot papers yesterday. The police are investigating the circumstances under which 250 ballot papers were found by the opposition Jamaica Labour Party. The papers were handed over to police by the GLP, who accused the ruling People's National Party of involvement in a plot to defraud the process with rigged ballot papers. But the accusation has been denied by the PNP leader PJ Patterson, who says the claims were made as an excuse for what he says is the GLP's upcoming defeat at the polls. Carol Orr reports.
The Electoral Office of Jamaica confirmed today that the 250 ballot papers are genuine papers from their offices. But Director of Elections Danville Walker has discounted the claims made by the GLP, stating that preliminary investigations suggest the ballots were inadvertently sent to the opposition party headquarters and were no part of any plot involving the EOJ or the ruling PNP.